Hello everyone, my name is Dr. Mark A. Hicks, and this is Life Strategies. This is the show where we deal with the problems of life, because life is difficult, and it has many challenges. And of course, we cannot solve every problem, but we can make life better if we have the right strategies, and I'm here to help you do that. Today, I want to talk about a topic that can affect every area of our life, and that is avoiding negativity, specifically the negative thoughts that get into our own minds. We're going to have a lot of negativity around us in life. There are negative people around us, but life is better if we can avoid the negative thinking ourselves, if we can avoid the type of thinking that brings us down and leads to unhealthy attitudes and behaviors. And there are strategies that we can adopt that can help us avoid the negative thinking. Now, when we talk about this negativity, sometimes people will push back against that and think, well, I don't want to be one of those overly optimistic people that's just always looking on the bright side of everything. I don't want to be one of those people that takes an unrealistic view of life. I need to deal with the realities, and life is hard, life is difficult, and we need to face the realities of it. We don't need to just act like everything's okay. Well, if you've listened to this show before, you know I always say life is difficult and has many challenges. We are not going to just simply adopt a positive attitude and ignore the realities and the difficulties of life. We don't need to just put a fake smile on our face and act like everything is okay. Life is very difficult, and there are lots of challenges. But if we allow that difficulty to bring us into a place of negative thinking, then we are skewing the reality. We are avoiding the true reality and adopting negative attitudes that aren't actually reality. And that's what we want to avoid. So I'm going to give you four strategies that can help you stay in the realities of life and not adopt negative attitudes and negative thinking. The first strategy is to avoid overgeneralization. Now, what I mean by that is taking one small event, or maybe even a significant event, and making that generalized into every area of life. For instance, let's say someone has a relationship, a boyfriend or a girlfriend, and that relationship ends. That boyfriend or girlfriend breaks up with them, and they're very sad about that breakup. An overgeneralization would be, I'm never going to find anyone to love ever. I'm going to be alone and miserable the rest of my life. Now, it's perfectly fine to be sad and to grieve the loss of a relationship, but if we overgeneralize and act like that one event is going to be typical of everything in our whole life forever, then we have overgeneralized. We have taken ourselves into a negative place that is not reality. It's certainly necessary to grieve that loss. It is certainly understandable to feel a sense of hurt at a breakup, but negativity, negative thinking, is when we overgeneralize that into an idea that I'm never going to meet anybody, I'm never going to be in a relationship, I am never going to find love for the rest of my life. And we can do this in a lot of areas. If we lose a job, for instance, I'm never going to work again. I'm going to be a failure the rest of my life. These things are overgeneralizations. We're taking one event and generalizing it into everything of life. If we can avoid that, if we can see that for what it is, that it's an overgeneralization, one negative event does not define the rest of our life. Even if that negative event is very painful, very significant, it does not define the rest of our life. If we can avoid the overgeneralization, that is a good strategy for staying in reality and not drifting into negative thinking. A second strategy is to avoid downplaying the positive. Sometimes we overlook the good things, or if we have good things happen, we sort of dismiss them. We're much more likely to hold on to and focus on negative events. For instance, if something good happens to us, how many times do we say, well, I don't want to get overexcited. I don't want to embrace that too much. It probably won't last very long. There's an old saying, I'm just waiting for the other shoe to drop, which means just waiting for that bad thing to happen. Sure, something good happens, but I'm expecting something bad to happen, and so I don't want to become too excited. This is a really common phenomenon, and it brings us into very negative thinking. We focus on the bad things, and we avoid thinking about the good things. If something bad happens, do we think, oh, I don't want to get too sad about that, because something good's probably going to happen soon? Well, probably not. That's not generally how we think. We tend to think, if something good happens, well, don't get too excited, something bad will happen soon. But if something bad happens, we think, I'm going to be miserable the rest of my life. I'm never going to be happy again. We tend to think that positive events are temporary, but negative events are permanent. We tend to focus on the negative events for a long period of time, but sort of dismiss the positive ones. Here's another example. Let's say someone gives you a compliment. Very often we will dismiss that. We may say, oh, thanks, but we sort of go about our way and don't really focus on that. Someone may say something very nice to you, and we may thank them, but it doesn't really affect us that much very often. But if someone criticizes you, very often we'll spend the rest of the day, or maybe much longer, thinking about that, dwelling on that, being upset about that. There have been studies that suggest it takes multiple compliments to overcome one criticism. And that's because positive things we tend to dismiss. We tend to overlook them or downplay them. But negative things we tend to focus on. And we need to kind of train our minds to also focus on the positive, to not downplay good things that happen. It doesn't mean that we just put on a fake smile or act like everything's okay. But when something good comes along, allow that something good to be part of our life. When someone gives us a compliment, take the compliment. Don't dismiss that, but then just hold on to criticisms. Don't downplay the positive. When we downplay the positive aspects of life, it just leads us into that negative thinking. A third strategy is to avoid emotional reasoning. Now, what I mean by that is we begin to assume sometimes that our feelings are reality. Our feelings are affected by any number of things. If we have a cold, if we didn't sleep well the night before, if we are hungry, there are a number of things that can affect our feelings, our emotions. And if we begin to assume that those are reality, that's a bad assumption. I begin to assume that if I feel bad, then my whole life is bad. Or, here's an example, I make a mistake and I feel very dumb because I made that mistake. But just because I may feel dumb because of that doesn't mean that I'm dumb. But sometimes we allow our emotions, our feelings, to translate our reality. So because we make a mistake and we feel dumb, we begin to think that we are dumb. And that's not the reality. The reality is we made a mistake. And that's a normal circumstance of just being human. We are going to sometimes make mistakes. And yes, it's normal when we make a silly mistake and we're embarrassed by that, that we may have a feeling of being dumb. Just that feeling of, oh goodness, I can't believe I did that. That does not mean that we are dumb in every area of life. It doesn't call our intelligence into question. And so the emotional reasoning is to think whatever I'm feeling must be my reality. If we can avoid that and understand that sometimes we're going to feel certain things, sometimes we're going to feel embarrassed, sometimes we're going to feel like we did something really dumb, sometimes we're going to feel like a failure, that does not translate into reality. We may have failed at something, We may have tried and failed miserably, and we feel in that moment like a failure. But that does not mean that we are a failure in every area of life. It doesn't mean that we as a person are a failure. It means we failed at that one activity. And so emotional reasoning needs to be avoided, assuming that our feelings are the reality of our life. A lot of things can affect our feelings, and sometimes those feelings are very legitimate for the circumstance, but that circumstance is not the reality of life. The fourth strategy, related to some of the other things we've already spoken of today, is to avoid labeling yourself. When we talk about ourselves as a failure, as a loser, as an idiot, when we use those names on ourselves, we begin to carry that as a label. And when we do that, we begin to sometimes live into that far too much. We begin to believe what we are telling ourselves. And the reality is that we may feel that way, as we just talked about with emotional reasoning, but that's not who we are. For example, how many times have you done something really dumb, made a big mistake, and you spend the whole day thinking, "I cannot believe I did that. I am such an idiot. I cannot believe how stupid I am." But then, imagine you did something good. Imagine you did something really well. How many times do you spend the days thinking, "Man, I am brilliant. I am so smart. It is amazing how good I am. I am such a success." Very few people do that. It's very common for us to spend our time thinking about what a failure we are, how a loser we are, how bad we messed up. But when we do things that are good and brilliant, we usually don't spend those days labeling ourselves as good and brilliant. Again, we're getting into the negative thinking, and that's not reality. The reality is that we do good things and we do bad things. And when we make mistakes, we need to understand those mistakes. And yes, we can feel bad about it, but we don't have to label ourselves as a loser or a failure or an idiot. We tend to drift that way and not allow the positive things that we do to have the same labels. We don't label ourselves as brilliant and a superstar. Very few people do that. Avoid the labels altogether. We can identify the action. I did a stupid thing. I did a really dumb thing today. I did something and it was a miserable failure. We can identify the action of that moment, but to label ourselves as a person, we need to avoid that altogether. And so if we're going to be a people that live in reality, we need to avoid the overgeneralizations. We need to stop downplaying positives. We need to stop the emotional reasoning where we assume that what we feel is our reality, and we need to stop labeling ourselves. If we follow those strategies, then we are going to be more in reality of what is happening in the moment rather than labeling ourselves as a person and dragging ourselves down. And when we do that, when we stay in reality, not lifting ourselves up to an unrealistic state, but not tearing ourselves down to an unrealistic state, just dealing with what we did in the moment and not labeling ourselves as a person. When we do that, we're going to be a lot happier, be a lot healthier, and our thinking is going to be a lot more in reality. If you put these strategies in place, I know they'll help you. Thank you so much for listening. I want you to know that this show is sponsored by the English-speaking United Methodist Church of Prague. These are people who want to make your life better. You can find that website at esumc.cz. You can also find this and other color radio programming by going to radiocolor.cz. And of course, you can check out my website at markahicks.com. This is Life Strategies. Life is difficult, but it can be better when we have the right strategies. Take care, everyone.